Chapter 7.
When Yahweh your Elohim brings you into the land that you are about to enter into it to take possession of it, and he drives out many nations before you, the Hittites and the Girgashites and the Amorites and the Canaanites and the Hivites and the Jebusites, seven nations mightier and more numerous than you, and Yahweh your Elohim will give them over to you and you defeat them, you must utterly destroy them. You shall not make a covenant with them, and you shall not show mercy to them, and you shall not intermarry with them. You shall not give your daughter to their son, and you shall not take his daughter for your son. For their sons and daughters will cause your son to turn away from following me, and so they will serve other gods, and the anger of Yahweh would be kindled against you, and he would quickly destroy you. But this is what you must do to them. You shall break down their altars, and their stone pillars you shall smash, and their Asherah poles you shall hew down, and you shall burn their idols with fire. For you are a set apart people for Yahweh your Elohim. Yahweh your Elohim has chosen you to be for him a people, a treasured possession from among all the peoples that are on the face of the earth. Yahweh loved you and chose you not because of your great number exceeding all other peoples, for you are fewer than all of the peoples.
But because of the love of Yahweh for you and because of his keeping of the sworn oath that he swore to your ancestors, Yahweh brought you out with a strong hand and redeemed you from the house of slavery, from the hand of Pharaoh, the king of Egypt. So know that Yahweh your Elohim, he is Elohim, the trustworthy Elohim, maintaining his covenant and his loyal love with those who love him and with those who keep his instructions to a thousand generations, but repaying those who hate him in their own person to destroy them. He is not slow with those who hate him in their own person, he repays them. And so you shall keep the instruction and the statutes and the judgments that I am instructing you today to observe them.
And then, because you listen to these judgments and you diligently keep and you do them, then Yahweh your Elohim will maintain his covenant and his loyal love that he swore to your ancestors, and he will love you, and he will bless you, and he will multiply you, and he will bless the fruit of your womb and the fruit of your soil, your grain, your wine, and your olive oil, and newborn calves of your cattle, and the newborn lambs of your flocks in the land that he swore to your ancestors to give you. You shall be blessed more than all of the peoples. Among you there shall not be sterility and barrenness, even among domestic animals. And Yahweh will turn away from you all the illness and all the harmful diseases of Egypt that you experienced. He will not lay them on you, but he will lay them on all of those who hate you. And you shall devour all of the peoples that Yahweh your Elohim is giving to you. You shall not pity them, and you shall not serve their gods, which will be a snare for you. If you think in your heart, "These nations are more numerous than I, so how can I dispossess them?" then remember you must not be afraid of them. You must well remember what Yahweh your Elohim did to Pharaoh and to all of Egypt, the great trials that your eyes saw and the signs and the wonders and the workings of the strong hand and the outstretched arm by which Yahweh your Elohim brought you out. So Yahweh your Elohim will do to all of the peoples because of whom you are in fear before them. And, moreover, Yahweh your Elohim will send the hornets among them until both the survivors and the fugitives are destroyed before you. You must not be in dread from the presence of them, because Yahweh your Elohim, who is in your midst, is a great and awesome Elohim. And Yahweh your Elohim will clear away these nations from before you little by little. You will not be able to finish them off quickly, lest the wild animals multiply against you. But Yahweh your Elohim will give them to you, and he will throw them into great panic until they are destroyed, and he will give their kings into your hand, and you shall blot out their names from under the heaven. Anyone will not be able to stand against you until you destroy them. You shall burn the images of their gods with fire. You shall not covet the silver or gold that is on them, and so you take it for yourself, so that you are not ensnared by it, for it is a detestable thing to Yahweh your Elohim, and you must not bring a detestable thing into your house, or you will become a thing devoted to destruction like it. You must utterly detest it, and you must utterly abhor it, for it is an object devoted to destruction.
Chapter 8.
All of the instructions that I am instructing you today you must diligently observe, so that you may live and multiply, and you may go and take possession of the land that Yahweh swore to your ancestors, and you shall remember all of the way that Yahweh your Elohim led you during these 40 years in the desert in order to humble you and to test you to know what is in your heart, whether you would diligently keep his instructions or not. And he humbled you and let you go hungry, and then he fed you with that which you did not know nor did your ancestors know, in order to make you know that not by bread alone but by all that goes out of the mouth of Yahweh humankind shall live. Your clothing did not wear out on you, and your feet did not swell during these 40 years. And you should know with your heart that as a man disciplines his son, so Yahweh your Elohim is disciplining you. So you must keep the instructions of Yahweh your Elohim by walking in his ways and by fearing him. For Yahweh your Elohim is bringing you to a good land with streams of water, springs and underground water, welling up in the valleys and in the hills, to a land of wheat and barley and vines and fig trees and pomegranate trees, a land of olive trees, olive oil and honey, to a land where you may eat food in it without scarcity. You will not find anything lacking in it, a land where its stones are iron and from its mountains you can mine copper, and you will eat, and you will be satisfied. And you will bless Yahweh your Elohim because of the good land that he has given to you. Take care for yourself so that you not forget Yahweh your Elohim by not keeping his instructions and his judgments and his statutes that I am instructing you today, lest when you have eaten and you are satisfied and you have built good houses and you live well in them, and your herds and your flocks have multiplied, and you have accumulated silver and gold, and all that you have has multiplied, then your heart becomes proud and you forget Yahweh your Elohim, the one who brought you out from the land of Egypt, from the house of slavery, the one leading you in the great and terrible desert infested with dangerous snakes and scorpions and parched ground, where there is no water, and the one bringing out water for you from flint rock, the one feeding you manna in the desert, food that your ancestors did not know, in order to humble you and in order to test you so that he could do good to you in the future. And you may think in your heart, my strength and the might of my hand acquired this wealth for me. But you must remember Yahweh your Elohim, for he is the one giving you strength to acquire wealth in order to confirm his covenant that he swore to your ancestors as it is today. And it will happen that if you indeed forget Yahweh your Elohim and you go after other gods and you serve them and you bow down before them, I warn you today that you will surely perish, as with the nations that Yahweh is destroying before you. So you shall perish because you would not obey the voice of Yahweh your Elohim.
Chapter 9.
Here, Israel, you are about to cross the Jordan today to go to dispossess nations larger and more numerous than you, great cities fortified with high walls, of great and tall people, the sons of the Anakites, whom you know and of whom you have heard it said, who could stand before the sons of Anak? You should know today that Yahweh your Elohim is the one crossing ahead of you as a devouring fire. He will destroy them, and he will subdue them before you. So you will dispossess them, and you will destroy them quickly, just as Yahweh promised you. You shall not say to yourself when Yahweh your Elohim is driving them out before you, saying, because of my righteousness Yahweh brought me to take possession of this land. But because of the wickedness of these nations Yahweh is driving them out before you. It is not because of your righteousness and because of the uprightness of your heart that you are coming to take possession of their land, but because of the wickedness of these nations Yahweh your Elohim is driving them before you, and in order to confirm the promise that Yahweh swore to your ancestors, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. So you should understand that it is not because of your righteousness that Yahweh your Elohim is giving you this good land to take possession of it, because you are a stubborn people. Remember, do not forget, that you provoked Yahweh your Elohim in the desert, and from the day that you went out from the land of Egypt until you came to this place you were rebelling against Yahweh. And remember at Horeb you provoked Yahweh, and Yahweh became angry enough to destroy you. When I went up the mountain to receive the stone tablets, the tablets of the covenant that Yahweh made with you, and remained on the mountain 40 days and 40 nights, I did not eat food and I did not drink water. And Yahweh gave me the two tablets of stone written with the finger of Elohim, and on them was writing according to all the words that Yahweh spoke with you at the mountain, from the midst of the fire on the day of the assembly. And then at the end of 40 days and 40 nights, Yahweh gave me the two tablets of stone, the tablets of the covenant, and Yahweh said to me, come now, go down quickly from this mountain because your people behave corruptly whom you brought out from Egypt, for they turned quickly from the way that I instructed them to follow. They have made for themselves a cast image. And Yahweh spoke to me, saying, I have seen this people, and look, they are a stubborn people. Leave me alone, and let me destroy them, and let me blot out their name from under heaven, and let me make you into a nation mightier and more numerous than they.
15. And I turned, and I went down the mountain, as the mountain was burning with fire, and the two tablets of the covenant were in my two hands. And I looked, and indeed you had sinned against Yahweh your Elohim, you had made for yourselves an image of a calf of cast metal. You had turned quickly from the way that Yahweh had instructed you.
And I took hold of the two tablets, and I threw them out of my two hands and smashed them before your eyes. And then I lay prostrate before Yahweh, as earlier, 40 days and 40 nights. I did not eat food and I did not drink water because of all your sins that you committed, by doing evil in the eyes of Yahweh and so provoking him. For I was in dread from being in the presence of the anger and the wrath with which Yahweh was angry with you so as to destroy you, but Yahweh listened to me also at that time, and with Aaron Yahweh was angry enough to destroy him, and I prayed also for Aaron at that time, and your sinful thing that you had made, the molten calf, I took and I burned it with fire, and I crushed it, grinding it thoroughly until it was crushed to dust, and I threw its dust into the stream that flowed down the mountain. And also at Taberah and at Massah and at Gibreth Hattaavah you provoked Yahweh to anger. And when Yahweh sent you out from Kadesh Barnea, saying, go up and take possession of the land that I have given you, you rebelled against the command of Yahweh your Elohim, and you did not believe him, and you did not listen to his voice.
You have been rebellious toward Yahweh from the day I had known you. And I lay prostrate before Yahweh through 40 days, and through 40 nights I prostrated myself, because Yahweh intended to kill you. And I prayed to Yahweh, and I said, Elohim Yahweh, you must not destroy your people and your inheritance whom you redeemed in your greatness, whom you brought out from Egypt with a strong hand.
Remember your servants, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You must not pay attention to the stubbornness of this people, to their wickedness and to their sin, lest the people of the land from which you brought us out from there say, because Yahweh was not able to bring them to the land that he promised to them, and because of his hatred toward them, he has brought them out to kill them in the desert. For they are your people and your inheritance whom you brought with your great power and with your outstretched arm.
Chapter 10.
At that time Yahweh said to me, carve for yourself 2 tablets of stone just as the former ones, and come up the mountain to me, and you shall make for yourself an ark of wood. And I will write on the tablets the words that were on the former tablets, which you smashed, and you must put them in the ark. And so I made an ark of acacia wood, and I carved 2 tablets of stone like the former ones, and I went up the mountain with the 2 tablets in my hand. And he wrote upon the tablets according to the first writing, the 10 words that Yahweh spoke to you on the mountain from the midst of the fire on the day of the assembly, and Yahweh gave them to me. And I turned, and I came down from the mountain, and I put the tablets in the ark that I had made, and they are there, just as Yahweh instructed me. And the Israelites journeyed from the wells of Ben-Yakan to Mazara. There Aaron died and was buried, and Eleazar, his son, served as a priest in place of him. From there they journeyed to Gugada, and from Gugada to Jotbathar, a land flowing with streams of water. At that time Yahweh set apart the tribe of Levi to carry the Ark of the Covenant of Yahweh to stand before Yahweh, to serve him and to bless the people in his name until this day. Therefore there was not for Levi an allotment or an inheritance along with his brothers. Rather Yahweh is his inheritance just as Yahweh your Elohim promised to him. And I stayed on the mountain just as during the former 40 days and 40 nights, and Yahweh listened to me also on that occasion. Yahweh was not willing to destroy you. And Yahweh said to me, come, continue your journey before the people, so that you may go and take possession of the land that I swore to their ancestors to give to them. And now, Israel, what is Yahweh your Elohim asking from you, except to revere Yahweh your Elohim, to go in all his ways and to love him and to serve Yahweh your Elohim with all your heart and with all your soul, to keep the instructions of Yahweh and his statutes that I am instructing you today for your own good? Look, for to Yahweh your Elohim belong heaven and the highest heavens, the earth and all that is in it. Yet your ancestors Yahweh was very attached, so as to love them, and so he chose their offspring after them, namely you, from all the peoples, as it is today.
So you shall circumcise the foreskin of your heart, and do not be stubborn. For Yahweh your Elohim, he is Elohim of the gods and Elohim of the lords, the great and mighty Elohim, the awesome one who is not partial, and he does not take bribes. And he executes justice for the orphan and widow, and he is one who loves the alien, to give to them food and clothing. And you shall love the alien, for you were aliens in the land of Egypt. Yahweh your Elohim, you shall revere him, you shall serve him, and to him you shall cling, and by his name you shall swear. He is your praise, and he is your Elohim, who has done with you these great and awesome things that your eyes have seen. With only 70 persons your ancestors went down to Egypt, but now Yahweh your Elohim has made you as the stars of the heaven with respect to multitude.
Chapter 11.
And you shall love Yahweh your Elohim, and you shall keep his obligations and his statutes and his judgments and his instructions always, and you shall realize today that it is not with your children who have not known and who have not seen the discipline of Yahweh your Elohim, his greatness, his strong hand, and his outstretched arm, and his signs and his deeds that he did in the midst of Egypt to Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, and to all of his land, and what he did to the army of Egypt and to their horses and to their chariots, and how he made the water of the Red Sea flow over them, when they pursued after them, and so Yahweh has destroyed them, as is the case today, and what he did to you in the desert until you came up to this place, and what he did to Dathan and to Abiram, the sons of Eliab, the son of Reuben, how the earth opened its mouth wide and swallowed them, their households and their tents, and all of the living creatures that were in their possession and that were following along with them in the midst of all of Israel. The fact of the matter is, your own eyes have seen all of the great deeds of Yahweh that he did. And you must keep all of the instructions that I am instructing you today, so that you may have strength and you may go and you may take possession of that land to which you are crossing to take possession of it, so that you may live long on the land that Yahweh swore to your ancestors, to give it to them and to their offspring, a land flowing with milk and honey. For the fact is that the land that you are about to go into to take possession of it is not like the land of Egypt, from which you have come out of, where you sow your seed and you give water by your foot, as in a vegetable garden. But the land that you are about to cross into to take possession of it is a land of hills and valleys, and by the rain of the heaven it drinks water. O land that Yahweh your Elohim is caring for it. Continually the eyes of Yahweh your Elohim are on it, from the beginning of the year up to the end of the year. And it will happen that if you listen carefully to my instructions that I am instructing you today, to love Yahweh your Elohim, and to serve him with all of your heart and with all of your soul.
Then he will send the rain for your land in its season. Early rain and later rain, and you will gather your grain and your wine and your olive oil. And I will give vegetation in your field for your livestock, and you will eat your fill. Take care so that your heart is not easily deceived, and you turn away, and you serve other gods, and you bow down to them. And then the anger of Yahweh will be kindled against you, and he will shut up the heavens, and there shall not be rain, and so the ground will not give its produce, and you will perish quickly from the good land that Yahweh is giving to you. And you shall put these, my words, on your heart and on your inner self, and you shall bind them as a sign on your hand and let them be as an emblem between your eyes. And you shall teach them to your children by talking about them when you sit in your house and when you travel on the road and when you lie down and when you get up. And you shall write them on the door frames of your house and on your gates, so that they may multiply your days and the days of your children on the land that Yahweh swore to your ancestors to give it to them as long as heaven endures over the earth. Yes, if you diligently keep all this instruction that I am instructing you to observe it, by loving Yahweh your Elohim, by walking in all his ways and by holding fast to him, then Yahweh will drive out all of these nations before you, and you will dispossess nations larger and more numerous than you. Every place on which the sole of your foot treads, it shall be yours. Your boundary shall be from the desert and Lebanon from the river Euphrates, on up to the western sea. No one can take a stand against you. Your dread and your fear Yahweh your Elohim will put on the surface of all the land where you tread, just as he promised to you.
See, I am setting before you today a blessing and a curse. The blessing, if you listen to the instructions of Yahweh your Elohim that I am instructing you today, and the curse, if you do not listen to the instructions of Yahweh your Elohim, but rather you turn from the way that I am instructing you today to go after other gods that you have not known. And it will happen that when Yahweh your Elohim has brought you to the land that you are going to take possession of it, then you shall pronounce the blessing on Mount Gerizim and the curse on Mount Ebal. Are they not beyond the Jordan, toward the west, in the land of the Canaanites living in the Jordan Valley, opposite Gilgal beside the Terebinth of Moreh? For you are now about to cross the Jordan to go to take possession of the land that Yahweh, your Elohim, is giving to you, and you will take possession of it and live in it, and you must diligently observe all the statutes and the judgments that I am setting before you today,